Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
A strong rating from me. I'm not used to being on this side of the conversation. Do I give it right away? Do I let the suspense build a little bit? What do you want me to do here, Jake?
No, you need to give it right now. Say what okay. you want, and I'll read some text.
I'm going to say it's not from my era, obviously, and for that reason, it's not something that I would put on the radio. It would not be a go-to. Sure. And so, therefore, it is going to be a little bit lower on the scoreboard just for that reason. I'm going to give it a 7.2, and we're going to stop with just one value after the decimal point.
Well, I just want to say this, too, and I feel bad about this, but when I was gone, of course, Monday, Tuesday, thank you for Nick for covering for you this week as well. But I didn't have time to get everything I wanted to get done ahead of that, and usually I have the same song to end the year, which I'm sad in today because I play a very rock version of Auld Lang Syne by Slade that people like. Gets high score. Sip likes that song, and I like it. It gets me, fired up. And yeah. I did not have that time to play that. And so, unfortunately, that's the song. I like that song. I can't rate my own song. I do like that one. But let's get some raise the text on Nick before we move on. Brett says, I would turn the channel on that one too. Okay. Sean in Omaha, 8.5. Shamia B, 4.3. Rick from Wahoo gives that song a 6.5. Guilt Nerd, 0.1. Terrible. Robert in Oklahoma, 7.25. Bill and Bennett, 7.65. Lyle in Omaha, 8. Doug in Idaho says, 2. Never heard it before. I hope I never hear it again. Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Wow.
Jake, 3. To end the year? Yeah, sorry. Leroy, turn in your man card if you ever had one. 2.2. For that song?
Wow, Jake, you're getting kind of ridiculed here on the text line.
Like I said, Dick, I didn't have the song I wanted to because I didn't have it dubbed in ahead of time. But that song was, I think, at least respectable. Jennifer 7, hubby says fun, but gives it a 4. It's a low score.
Those are lower scores than Jennifer and hubby had the last 2 days. I would just like to point that out. Maybe this is a revolt against you.
And what were the songs the last 2 days, if you're going to recall?
Tuesday, I have to remember this because it's been a long 24 hours here. On Tuesday's show, it was The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, simply for – I felt like it was topical for Vegas. Monday was Your Love by The Outfield.
That's a good song.
So, Your Love by The Outfield on Monday, and then obviously The Gambler by Kenny Rogers on Tuesday. Got respectable scores from Jennifer and hubby for the first time in my time filling in on the early break show.
Well done. By the way, Bill Bush has chimed in. He's listening. He says, so you guys choose to hang out in an empty casino in the most exciting and energy-filled city in America. By the way, the song is a 2. Now, Bill, fair assessment, fair critique. We were out and about. We did go to the Strip. Mm-hmm. Today we'll be out and about the whole day, except for maybe the nap we take after the game to stay alive for New Year's Eve and experience that. I mean, like you said, you enjoyed the Virgin Casino because it wasn't very full. It wasn't very busy, but I get what he's saying. It is an energy-filled city. It's a fun place to be, and we chose to go last night to a place where we're staying at that wasn't overly busy. So I understand his critique. I also get what you said, Nick, that you enjoyed it for someone that was gambling, not having to – wait to get to a table. Any table was always available. So, there's two sides to that story.
Yeah, you got the Vegas feel.
Yeah.
You got the Vegas feel of the atmosphere and the adrenaline without dealing with the number of people you usually have to deal with while partaking in efforts and activities in Vegas.
A couple more scores before we move on. Phil says 4. Kurt in Northern Kentucky says it's 5. Big B, 9-8. Brett says 2. Thunder Knot Collins, 9-7. And Mouth of the South says, holy crap, Jake, that song sucked. Way to end a year. You are great. Thumbs up. Okay, thank you to Mouth of the South.
I bet they actually meant that.
Probably did. Very, very intentional there. So, I don't know. I like the song. I've always liked the Hooters, and, you know, they've got 4 or 5 good songs, and that's one of them. So thank you for your scores. Okay, it's time for the mailbag. Don't worry about Music Box because it's going to interfere with our talking here in terms of the same pot on the board. So I got a couple of questions from the mailbag. We start off with John Swim says this. Good morning, Jake. Today is my birthday. I am 68 years old. When I was little, my mother would always make German chocolate cake for my birthday cake. Do you have a certain type of cake that you would want for your birthday? Nick,
easy. Go ahead first. Red velvet. Red velvet in the heartbeat. Red velvet's the best type of cake and flavor of cake that there is out there. Nobody can tell me otherwise. And red velvet is the choice that I would have when I was growing up, or when I'm the age I am now, and it probably will be if I'm lucky enough to make it to John's age of 68 years.
68 young. Years old for John, yeah. I said before in the show, it's not really a cake for me. Texas brownies were my go-to. Texas sheet cake would be what people call that. Okay. It's like a flatter version of a brownie. It's got cake remnants to it. I don't even know how to describe a Texas brownie. Somebody help me out if you have one. I know Bill.
If it's your favorite dessert, you should be able to describe it pretty well.
I can't describe it. It's just delicious. There's chocolate involved. Is it chocolate?
No, it's just delicious. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't really know why it's different, but it's less fluffy than a regular brownie. How about that? It's not a fluffy thing.
Is it a little crispier, crunchier? Like the edges crunchier? Like what are we working with here?
Let's go with that. So, you know, you think brownies are more like a little taller. It's a flatter version of a brownie, but it's not covered like in frosting. You know, I don't think it's a very big glaze. I haven't had it in 25 years. I don't remember, but I remember when I was a kid, that was my go-to for sure. Texas sheet cake brownies.
That makes me think of stuff that was offered to us at Pius called Oreo Blondies. And essentially they were made on a giant cookie sheet and they just cut them into squares, and they weren't very thick, but they were the best dessert that Pius offered. How was the Beatrice food?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Or at Beatrice High for you.
Oh, it was okay. I mean, okay. It was high school food. We got Valentino's every other week, which was great on Wednesdays.
That's
that was
huge.
Very popular with people. They had their own separate thing every day on the far right. Like it could be a ballpark theme, it could be Mexican theme, it could be seafood theme, and that was extra. And you had to pay extra for that to eat that. And so if you were a big eater and you could take all you want, you might do the ballpark one or the Mexican one and just load up on your tray. I did a couple times ever, so I don't need to have all this food. I'll just have the normal cuisine. But it was okay. I mean, I'm still alive. I'm 34 years old. So here I am, Nick. It didn't kill me. So
well, I didn't expect Beatrice's cafeteria to kill you. But Jake, okay. What has changed? Because I'm gonna kind of throw you under the bus here because I would expect you to do the same thing to me here. You eat a lot. And you like to snack a lot. So don't come on.
I don't snack that much. Hang on. No. I don't think I'm a big snacker. What do I snack on? At the station, what do I snack on?
Maybe not snack, but I've never seen somebody so excited to get jumbo shrimp at a restaurant wherever we are at.
Sir. That's not candy at all.
It's not. It's not even a snack. Well, we used it as a snack last night at dinner because it was an appetizer.
Since when in the history of mankind has anybody referred to shrimp as a snack of any sort?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's a snack, but I would say that that we used it as an appetizer last night, and at the restaurant that we attended, and it was very good. But nobody, Jake, you eat so much, and you just like don't gain weight, and I don't understand how it's possible.
What do you think? Just eating just vats of ice cream, and what do you think I'm eating here? Like I know it's gonna affect me if it's gonna make me. Mm-hmm. You know, gain a bunch of weight. I'm not going to just go eat three bags of chips unless I'm at a Mexican restaurant, which I do by accident. And I can't stop myself because I have no self-control at Mexican restaurants.
That's my point.
No self-control.
That is my point.
I don't eat there every day, though. I eat there, you know, maybe once or twice a month at a Mexican place. And so that's why I have my letdown. But if it was daily, sure, I could see you have this concern for me and my weight and my snacking.
When was the last time you ran?
I'm glad you asked that. We actually ran last maybe Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday we ran. Yeah, I know. It was surprising. But thank you for asking that, Nick. We did run this past week.
Thank you for asking. I wanted to talk about when we ran. Because you always make sure that I know, hey, Nick, I ran 4 miles yesterday. You always make sure that I know. And so I just wanted to give you a chance to share it with the folks.
I'll read something off YouTube real quick. Jace says, terrible radio for game day. Disappointing. Jace, we're up at 4 a.m. Vegas time, man. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do what we can do. It's mailbag. We do mailbag every Wednesday.
We've also gotten told on the text line. We can go up and down the text line about talking about how good Idle Chit Chat was and how much everybody enjoyed it. So you know, we're going to sit here we appreciate you listening, but you know, to each their own.
When we got up in the 3 o'clock hour to do radio, we're just trying to make our ways, you know, in Vegas, and we'll be at the game. And so I'm sorry that they feel that way, but we'll keep doing our best. The Conservative Husker Nick says this: Nick, do you get your eyebrows done? Is anyone else distracted by Nick's eyebrows? Mailbag, swim. Answer the people.
I do.
Come on, honesty.
And here is the reason why: is because a lot of them are genetics. If even like my cousins and everything, they got this whole point like right here that just like grows an entirely different direction, and so I understand that that's part of benefit. If you're on the video stream, you can see what I just talked about. Basically, my unibrow just grows like a freaking Sasquatch, and so I got to get them taken care of. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. We're on camera. We do events. We go out, and we're in the public. And I got to make sure I look decently presentable. I do get them taken care of like once every month. Like it's not like a once every other week type of thing. Like
now people know.
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
By the way, I'm getting some response on the text line. Jane in Wahoo says a Texas sheet cake is a brownie in a pan with cooked frosting with nuts. No nuts in our brownies for sure. But yes, that sounds right. MT Westie says Texas brownies are the dessert that old ladies make for whatever church function is happening. Yeah, I like that kind of dessert. MT Westie, you're right. That's good. And shrimp, for those, for you criticizing me for my shrimp loving, Nick, someone says shrimp is a lean protein. Good call, Jake. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, I'm not here eating bags of chips. I'd get your snacking critique if that was the case. I eat somewhat healthy. I do have candy at the station. I'll admit I do eat the candy there. But I'm not
eating 47 pieces a day. You try to force feed candy on everybody else. That's the problem.
Yeah, I do.
You force feed candy on other people.
Yes, I do. Okay. And I will never stop it. I do not resolve next year to be better at that. I resolve to do the same thing that happened for that. So get used to it.
So anyway,
by the way, Headhunter says Big Swim busting Jake about food and running. Swim, when did you last run?
I actually, funny you asked that. I'm glad you asked that because I just ran on Monday.
See, I think we both ran Monday then. I think we both did that. Last thing before we get to break from the mailbag is this is from Tommy. He says, all right, you guys have had a great time in Vegas so far. What's the one thing you want to do today before you guys leave Vegas besides the bowl game, of course? What is today's highlight you want to have?
Man. Okay. Actually, I do want this.
Next would be make more money.
No, that's not it. If that happens, then so be it. Great. If it doesn't, it's okay. I think one thing that I'm really looking forward to, and I want to make sure we kind of prepare ourselves for this, is the fireworks show. We've heard from multiple people, not only at the restaurant, but also just in other establishments that they close down the strip at 6 p.m. Vegas time.
At least to drive into it. I think you can walk in there, right? Can we walk in there past 6?
I don't think you can walk. I don't think you can just walk across all the sidewalks. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But they said that all of the hotels along the strip sync their fireworks together. And so it just creates this massive fireworks show in basically downtown Las Vegas. And so, you know, there's a lot of really cool perks to this job, and obviously going to the games and being a part of it is one of them. And first and foremost, but there's also, we get to be in Vegas on New Year's Eve, and I would not do this on my own. And so, that's one of those things that I look at and I go, okay, you know what, while we're here, I'll probably never try to come back to Vegas on New Year's Eve. And so while we're here, we have to make sure we try to live it up and see something like the fireworks show.
It is going to be odd, Nick, before we get to break, it's going to be odd that when the East Coast reaches midnight, we will be at 9 p.m. over here.
That is true. I barely make it to the East Coast.
It's 9 o'clock. What are you talking about?
Jake, I barely make it to the East Coast time normally when we're back home. And so I don't know what's going to happen tonight now on no sleep.
Also, Kobe at YouTube says, swim runs to the fridge do not count as going for a run.
Damn, that's crazy. That's wild. Jake, you know you can monitor those and you don't have to read those ones out loud. Maybe in public. Like,
thank you. I did that. I don't read all of them. The ones I want to read, I read. So that is the mailbag sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Go to appliedconnective.com for a free consultation on how you can help your IT and avoid being hacked. When we come back, hour two, let's talk more of Nebraska, Utah, Las Vegas Bowl live here on Vegas and Early Break in the Ticket.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. No compromises needed. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed pieces to keep you comfortable anywhere. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. Get comfortable anywhere with the Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.